It's official. Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks will be live at the Crescent Hotel for one night only, August 11th, 2019 at 7 p.m. And you are invited. I'm Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and I can't wait to meet you at the Crescent Hotel this August 11th for an awesome night of ghost stories. We're going to have a lot of fun at the Crescent Hotel that night as we record an episode of Real Ghost Stories Online live. The stories on this episode come from you guys, the audience, live at the Crescent. Then it's a live episode of The Grave Talks as we talk with Crescent historian and paranormal investigator Keith Scales. We'll learn all about the history of the hotel, how it came to be, why it's haunted today, what goes on at the haunted Crescent Hotel, and allow you guys to ask your questions as well with a live Q&A segment. It's a fun night full of ghost stories at the historic haunted Crescent Hotel, a hotel that we've had many stories from shared about over the years here on the show. Tickets are only $25 a piece and are on sale now. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com and click on the Live at the Crescent Hotel banner to purchase yours. They are very limited, though, and when they are gone, they are gone. Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks live at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, August 11th, 2019. Get your tickets now at realghoststoriesonline.com. The word haunted house can mean a lot of things. It really can. There's a haunted house version of this where it's kind of spooky and things move around a little bit. Maybe you hear a voice here and there, but that's the extent of it. It's just something. That's a lot of haunted houses where it's like, well, you know, my grandma always said her house might be haunted, or so-and-so's house might be haunted. And then there's the opposite end of the spectrum where things just get so extreme. People are being scratched. People are being injured. There are scars that will never heal, both physically and mentally. And you'd rather go live in the van down by the river than stay in the house. It's a giant spectrum. That's always an interesting thing when someone says, it's a haunted house, without much context, because it can go so many ways. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 252, lots of haunted house stories. When your neighbor's house is extremely haunted, so much so you have friends, family members coming back saying, oh my God, you won't believe what happened to me over there. What do you do when the neighbor says, hey, would you mind helping us move? Also, what do you do when your lover wants you to move into their haunted house? And you know all too well this place is just haunted. As you know what? Does a ghost decide to make itself known in a house because the ghost sees themselves in the living? Story of a ghost relating to a living person and coming out. Also, an extreme haunting leaves a mental and physical scar on a woman that will never, ever heal. Haunted houses today. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. This is EPP 252. Stay with us. What do you do when the neighbor's house is haunted? And I'm not talking about just your typical neighborhood where there's one house that's a little more run down than the others and it becomes the haunted house. I'm talking, there's evidence. There's people that have vivid stories and accounts of unexplained activity happening in that house. How do you handle that? Especially when you liked the neighbor. They're deceased now, but you're wanting to kind of help out the family a little bit, help clean the place up a bit. And hey, you volunteer your kids to help. The kids have heard far too many of those ghost stories prior to helping. Kind of puts a little dampering on the excitement that one may get in going into a home they're not super familiar with and exploring. If they know the place is haunted as hell. That's what happens in our next story. House next door, haunted, as evidenced by a good family friend. But hey, being nice neighbors, they want to help clean the place up and Insanity Ensues. Take a listen. My name's Lucy. I live in Wandsworth, London, with my mom and dad. I have a brother, but he's now a high flyer uptown somewhere, so I never really get to see him. I digress. My dad has always been interested in ghosts and hauntings and used to tell me spooky stories when I was young. I'm older. I leave the storytelling to professional podcasts such as this. I felt you might be interested in this one because it's not like a lot of others that you hear. It's not set in a big creepy mansion or an old asylum. It's set in a nice terrace house on a fairly affluent street not far from central London. It all started with a knocking door. One night I was lying in bed when I was awoken by the sound of someone pounding on the front door of my next door neighbor's house. As my bedroom was at the front of the house, I was able to look out and see what all the noise was about. When I got to the window, I could see the front door, but there was no one there. The banging, though, continued, and eventually my dad went out to see what was causing it. As he stepped outside, the banging stopped. I'd heard weird tales about this house from a friend of my dad's, but this was the first time I'd experienced something strange for myself. My dad's friend was called Ben, an eccentric old man who had spent his life trying to find proof of the existence of ghosts. Ben would often come around our house and share his findings with Dad. On one occasion in particular, Ben arrived at the house extremely excited. He just completed an overnight stay at the house next door and was very excited to tell Dad what had happened. Dad wouldn't really let me listen to Ben's stories as they were too real for my young ears. Anyway, on this occasion, I went against my dad's wishes of going to my room and instead sat in the hallway listening to what Ben had to say. This was his story. Ben worked for the SPR and was sent to supposedly haunted locations around London. He was very skeptical about the existence of ghosts. At least he was until he spent the night next door. The house next door was owned by the Bradshaw family. I knew that Mrs. Bradshaw had been left a widow and become a recluse after her beloved husband Arthur had died. The Bradshaw house was supposedly haunted by the spirit of her husband and had been reported to the SPR by a removal company whose employee had been too scared of occurrences there to continue with her duties. It was Ben's job to find out if there was any truth to it. Sorry, I'm waffling. This is what I heard him telling my dad that he'd experienced next door. I've tried to write it as if I was Ben, using what I've heard. Hopefully you'll see the relevance of the knocking door at the start of this email. This is in Ben's words. I arrived at the house after a brief meeting with Mrs. Bradshaw earlier in the day. She graciously allowed me to spend the night at her house without anybody else being present. I locked the door and set myself up in the living room. The house is old and tatty, but fairly welcoming and comfortable. The weather outside was frightful. Not rainy, but windy. So windy. I had no sooner settled down in the chair when I heard a noise coming from the hallway. At first, it sounded like a scraping sound. Then there were these small bangs and a sound of glass breaking. I got up and went to see what had caused it. As I made my way down the dark corridor, I saw a frame on the floor. It was lying face down. I picked it up and saw that it was a photo of what I assumed to be Mr. Bradshaw. Sadly, the glass had shattered. I couldn't for the life of me work out how this fairly substantial picture had made its way off of the dresser. As I stood there trying to work it out, there was a bang on the door. I could only describe it as a panicked bang. It continued as if whoever was out there was desperately trying to get in. I grabbed the keys and unlocked the door, and as the door opened, the banging stopped, as I was left staring out of the empty, windy street. This obviously unnerved me, and I closed the door, locked it, and returned to the relative comfort of the living room. Nothing much else happened for a while. The knocking on the door had heightened my sense, and I was on alert. This was when the light in the living room began to sway, slowly at first, but getting quicker and quicker, throwing shadows around the room. This was when I thought I saw her. As the light flickered from side to side, I was sure that in the corner of the room I could see a figure. It was standing and not moving. I knew that there was a hat stand nearby, at least. But the lights were confusing my brain so much so that suddenly I felt I was not alone. I grabbed my torch and shone it in the direction of the hat stand, and suddenly it was a hat stand again. I stood on the chair and steadied the light. This was much more successful than my attempts to steady my nerves. Luckily, I noticed the decanter of whiskey on the side, which certainly helped. As I sat there drinking my whiskey, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. Yes, I know it's cliche, but I was so sure that suddenly I was no longer alone. This is when I heard the noise upstairs. I was now sure that I wasn't alone. Not joined by a spirit, but Mrs. Bradshaw. She mustn't have left yet. I was relieved. I could clearly hear footsteps upstairs and was sure it was her. I went out of the room and up the stairs, calling out to Mrs. Bradshaw. As I reached the top of the stairs, it became apparent that there wasn't, in fact, anyone else in the house with me. All the lights were off and there were no signs of life, and I was alone. Now, very scared, I made my way back to the living room. As I entered the room, I was shocked to see all of my notes had been thrown around the room. Pictures taken off the walls, chairs tipped over. Enough was enough. I was either the subject of an elaborate prank, or this house was in fact haunted by a malevolent spirit. That wraps up the preview portion of Real Ghost Stories Online and EPP, Extra Podcast Person, bonus episode number 252. To hear the rest of this story, find out exactly what happens, sign up to be an Extra Podcast Person, an EPP as we call them, on our website at ghostpodcast.com or through patreon.com/realghoststories. It's only $5 a month. You get access to all of the bonus episodes, advanced episodes of the show weeks before they go to the public, a free e-copy of our Amazon best-selling book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People. Video content, a whole lot more. It's all there. $5 a month. You support us. You get the satisfaction of knowing that you're having a part in this show existing and all the extra stuff. So please check it out at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. In the rest of our episode, what do you do when your lover wants you to move into their haunted house? Does a ghost decide to make itself known because they really can relate and see themselves in the living? And an extreme haunting leaves mental and physical scars, literally physical scars. Just it's one of those extreme haunting cases on a woman that will absolutely never, ever heal. Hear it all in EPP bonus episode 252. Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or sign up directly through our website at ghostpodcast.com. And keep this show on the air. Keep us alive. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.